Right. If you are looking for a kid-friendly family movie to enjoy this festive, then my next guest has created something that could be just what you're looking for. He's the writer and director of a brand new animated action comedy called Seal Team, which is coming to Netflix on the 31st of this month. It's the story of Quinn, who is a seal who spends his days relaxing in the sun and splashing in the waters off the coast of Cape Town, and also swimming for his life from great white sharks. And then he decides that it's time for the food chain to bite back. Let's take a listen.
You seals have been an amazing audience. Now say,
oaf, oaf, oaf.
Say, Quinn?
You guys gotta listen to me. We all go out in the water, risking our lives every day to maybe get a fish. The sharks are waiting out there.
Who wants to get in my face hole?
I'm gonna make sure we never lose another seal. I'm gonna fight back.
One question. How do we fight the sharks?
This is what you need to accomplish any mission.
A photo?
No!
Photo? That is the trailer for Seal Team, a brand new animated action comedy coming to Netflix at the end of the month. And it's the creation of my next guest writer and director, Greig Cameron. Greig, lovely to have you with us this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
This looks absolutely delightful and charming. From where did this idea spring in your brain, please, sir?
So thank you very much, first of all. As with all things in animation, there are very big teams involved in making them. So I can't claim all the credits for coming up with the original concept of the film. I joined on a little bit later than that, but the idea of actual seals forming a team to fight sharks was something that's so silly it made me giggle when I first heard it, and that's what really attracted me to the film as a whole. And I think if we can have carry that through into the entire film, I'd be very happy.
How long did it take to pull together? I'm always fascinated by the time periods of animation and animated productions, in that they seem, I mean, I don't know, you'll tell me now, maybe they are more quickly made than they used to be, but it's a time-consuming process, right?
Yeah, plus minus 10,000 years, I think it takes to make, to make an animated feature. So I believe development on the script began around 2013-ish. I joined as a writer in 2016, and the actual production was 3 years. And we just finished at the halfway through this year. And I mean, that's actually quite short
yeah.
for an animated film. Pixar films are like 5-6 years
nice.
In the making. So it takes a while.
In terms of scripting and developing and all that sort of thing, how much of that was you? How much of the dialogue that we're going to be hearing is from you, please?
Yeah, I wrote the screenplay, and there's actually a version of the film. We do something called scratch dialogue, which is just you roughly record it before the actors come in,
right?
Just so you can get a sense. And there's a version of the film floating out there where it's me doing all the voices.
Amazing.
It's a horrific nightmare that only a few select of my staff have managed to endure their way through. So it's quite Greegish, but I mean, when the actors come in, and there's so many amazing ones, they make every line their own.
Listen, let's talk about the all-star cast. I mean, you're not mucking around, are you? You've got some great names there.
I know, and it's actually, yeah, sometimes I still read the list and I'm like, what? How did this happen? Real testament to the excellence of Triggerfish Animation Studio, who made the film, and our casting director in LA. Like, it was sort of, you know, I was very used to being like a kid with my R2 and going to the cafe trying to get whatever sweets I can for my voice actors. And this film, they gave me like a big old 100, and I was like, really? And soon, you know, we just shot for the stars, and so many people actually joined.
Just give us some of the names. Who are some of the voices that we can expect?
So Oscar winner J.K. Simmons.
Absolutely insane, yes.
Is our big grouchy drill sergeant Claggett. Jesse T. Usher, you may know from The Boys.
I definitely
or
know him.
The latest Independence Day film. He's amazing. He's our lead. Like, so we came up with a phrase called adorkable, which is adorably dorkable, dorkably adorable, whichever way you want, and he absolutely carries it through. But beyond that, Matthew Reese, who's an Emmy winner, so many of my cartoon heroes, like Kristen Schaal, Patrick Warburton.
Kristen Schaal, sorry, Greg, just to interrupt you. Kristen Schaal, I'm probably pronouncing her name correctly. I came to know her as Mel in Flight of the Conchords, where she stole the show for me. She is so brilliant and funny, isn't she?
Oh, I couldn't agree more. She's actually, I mean, there's that, and everyone is in the animation industry. There's a show called Gravity Falls, where she plays a character called Mabel, which the whole world fell in love with. She was the only character in the whole film that I was bold enough to write for her.
Did you?
I could hear that voice, and she delivered triple down on all my expectations. Literally everything she says is the most funny, adorable line in the scene.
Yeah, I absolutely adore her. And then Matthew Rhys, who I fell in love with, he was in a series, Brothers and Sisters, years ago. Mm. And it had, I mean, some people might not remember it, but it had a really dedicated following, of which I was an active member. And he played a character called Kevin, but he was brilliant. It had Sally Field in and various other amazing people. Let's talk a little bit about casting for this. I mean, how does one go about, we sort of have this opinion, and maybe it's terribly unfair, but that as South Africans and South African produced work, we need to go grovelling cap in hand to Hollywood. How easy is it to secure these big names?
Well, I mean, I'll diverge a little bit and just talk about that. There are so many amazing local actors. We have a few of our go-tos, like especially Rob Van Vuren, who plays a bunch of characters throughout
amazing.
The film. But here we don't really have the sort of infrastructure that, for instance, when we were recording in LA, these amazing actors who have, like, you have to scroll down their IMDb pages for like 10 years to get to the bottom.
Yeah.
We'll come in, do some lines in an hour and leave. And getting that infrastructure is a bit difficult down here. And also, I think international audiences often have an expectation of of having the US stars, although it is changing. I think with Netflix, you see some local actor things. But we, through the previous films that Triggerfish had done, as Zambezia and Kumba, they had a very good relationship with our casting director, Ned Lott, who had all those connections. And I think, you know, at least for me, you approach that and you're like, oh, these great actors coming in to be in my little movie. Oh, my goodness. But in reality, you know, for them, it's like they're coming to sit in a booth in their pajamas for 4 hours, which seems like a much more fun day at the office than, you know, going out into the desert somewhere, spending 2 hours in makeup and then, you know,
being
having people
for
a stand in your face or whatever it is in the live action film.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, let's talk a little bit about Netflix, because it has really changed the way that we consume TV or series and movies. And in a way that perhaps had this production been made 10, 15 years ago, it wouldn't necessarily have immediately had that international audience. Is that exciting, scary, a bit of both?
I'll take all of the above. So, I mean, Zambezia and Kumba both did extraordinarily well in the South African, like internationally. I think they need to go back to like The Gods Must Be Crazy or something to find a bigger box office hit out of South Africa. That's many, many, many moons ago. But you know, even pre-pandemic, there was a sense that the cinematic landscape is becoming harder for indie films. You know, it's essentially, you look at a cinema in the morning, it's like Marvel, James Bond, Marvel, indie film here and there. So for me, when the offer came around and there was a chance to have the most eyeballs on the film, I certainly jumped at that. There is of course a magic in going to the movies. We did have a few territories that were released in cinema still, so happily got the best of both worlds.
Listen, I can't wait. It's coming out, or it's available to stream on Netflix from the 31st of December, right?
Yeah, New Year's Eve. My grand master plan is that you put the kids down in front of the film whilst you have a few drinks with your friends, and then the bright, colourful lights draw you in, and soon everybody's watching the film.
I think that's a brilliant plan. It's been a real treat to have you on the show. Congratulations. We love things that are proudly South African. Well done, you. Greg, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.